NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. I'm Tim Coles, and each and every week we're joined by the head coach and general manager of the Green Bay Gamblers, Pat Mikisch, coming off an 0-2 weekend in Muskegon after having some success with them at home. And coach, what was maybe the biggest difference you saw with your team, just a couple of weeks ago when they were in your building compared to when you traveled to Muskegon?
No, I think the games were similar. I thought we had tight games here at home, and you know, we've got the results to score that, you know, late goal and hold on to a lead on Saturday night in our own building, and then we're playing in their building, and they scored the timely goals, crucial times of the game, late in the second period. On that first night, they took the lead, and then the second night, I'm a little disappointed in that one, just how we managed the third period, up 4-3. We didn't manage pucks very well, and then we took an untimely penalty, which ended up being their game-winning goal. So it's a good learning lesson for us. It's the first time we've kind of gone through a weekend without points, and you know, we've been playing well, and we'll be excited to get back into our own building here this weekend.
And what is that message like when you get on the bus to head back home after a weekend like that, where it stunk for everybody that you weren't able to get any points coming away from it? But with this being the first time that happened, what is that message that you gave your team coming onto the bus and heading back to Green Bay?
You know, it's a quick message because you're jumping on a bus and you're going to have a day off and everything. So you just want to, you know, let them know that, you know, well, I'm excited to see how we're going to bounce back from a weekend like that. And then we go and prepare, you know, starting yesterday, you know, with a good practice. And then we'll kind of ramp it up a little bit and to really start to talk about Dubuque here now today.
And going back to the Saturday game in particular, a lot of scoring in that first period, three goals aside. When Alex Nordstrom scored that first goal inside the first minute, did you kind of get a feeling right then and there that game is going to be a track meet?
Well, playing a Muskegon, you're going to get your opportunities. They're going to get theirs. Very talented group. And the first night was kind of a little bit of a chess match early in the game. And then the Saturday night game got a little bit tighter as we went on. So it was different that way, how, you know, with Muskegon, you got to defend, but at the same time, you've got to take advantage of your own opportunities. So it was good that we were scoring early, and, you know, but then we gave them their couple opportunities as well.
Now, is Muskegon allowing fans this season?
They just started to. I think their building's a little bit smaller than ours, but they probably had 300-400 people, I would say, in there. I think they're slowly growing in their allotment, but it's a small building, so you could tell there were some fans in there.
Okay, because I mean, we saw with obviously the Packers on Saturday. We've seen them with your own games. I guess how hard is it, or how easy is it to kind of maybe, in that situation, you know, it's going to be a little bit quieter, but still trying to slow the juice, if you will, flowing through the other team when their fans start getting into it?
Well, I think the players have really adjusted that even when there's not fans really involved, you know, if you get into it emotionally yourself early, it would kind of block out the fans in a normal game anyway. So they're into it. The players are into it. There probably isn't those huge momentum, like where your crowd can really get you going, that type of things. But at the same time, I think the players have adjusted to, you know, making their own energy and making sure they're prepared to play.
And when you go into the rink today and throughout this week, heading into your home slate once again, playing the Dubuque Fighting Saints at the Rent Center, Friday and Saturday, you'll be able to hear those games on 104.1 WRLU. What are some of those things that you're taking away from this past weekend that you want to make sure that you work on this week?
Well, just a complete game. You know, we didn't play 60-minute games. We didn't have great third periods. So, you know, that's going to be the biggest message, is just making sure we're back to, you know, managing games when things get tight. But at the same time, you got to be ready to play a full 60 plus 5 if you need overtime. Our group is resilient. They've played a lot of games already that we've been down in, and we've come back. We've held on to leads when we needed to, you know. So this is a little blip on the radar where first weekend where we got something to get mad about. And so I think it's a great opportunity for us to build on it and, you know, face a Dubuque team that's playing their best hockey they've played all season.
And that leads me into it. They've won four of their last six games. One of the last times that we talked, maybe a couple podcasts ago, we talked about how this was one of those teams that you said you could see improving. You can see them kind of coming together a little bit. And, you know, early looks at tape, what kind of things are you seeing from this Dubuque team?
Well, they've made some changes in crucial areas. You know, they added a goaltender with experience, and I think that's the thing that their entire lineup needed was to feel confident in their goaltending. So that changes how everybody approaches a game when you feel you've got somebody behind you that's going to be able to make the saves when needed. And so you could see a little bit more of that confidence building there. Some of their younger players have really taken steps already. So for us, it's just understanding that we've got to approach it that, you know, that we're playing a different team than we saw early in the year. And first things first is making sure the Gamblers are playing their best hockey.
And I guess let's speak to that a little bit. Having that confidence in the goalie, you're obviously blessed. They have two good ones in the net for your team. What kind of things are you able to do, or you can see your players feel a little bit more confident doing when they do trust that player in the net?
Well, I think a big part of it is mistakes are going to happen. And I think when you might have a goaltender that's struggling, you know, guys are afraid to try to make a play because they're like, if this goes wrong, I don't know if it's going to get stopped in the other end. So that's probably the biggest comfort level that players have is, you know, my goalie's going to bail me out, you know, when I really need it. And at the same time, I'm going to protect him and take care of him and try to make his life as easy as possible.
And when you look ahead to this Dubuque series, what area of your game do you want to see improve a lot over last weekend? Or maybe some things that against earlier matchups against Dubuque that you want to see kind of come back to the play against the Fighting Saints so you get that win? Or in this case, well, hopefully two.
Yeah, I mean, I want to build off of where we were at with our special teams last week, and I thought both the power play and the penalty kill were great. And so it's great to know we have those things in place. It was more our 5-on-5 play that, you know, wasn't as clean last week. Our ozone possession time was way down. So we got to get back to being that team that wears down teams. And I thought we did that a little bit with Dubuque late in the game last time, where early in the game I thought they took it to us a little bit. So we're going to need to be prepared for a strong start. Like I said, it's a confident team coming into our building, and so that start's going to be crucial for us.
Now this weekend at the Rest Center, it is 80s weekend, so we got to ask you, what kind of 80s music are you requesting Jeff Benz and the crew there at the Rest Center to play?
Well, I don't know. There'll probably be some Poison and some Tesla. If I know Greg, it's going to be the heavier of the 80s. So I'm sure there's going to be some long hair shaking in the stands, and everybody will be excited for that. So I'm just sad that none of my clothes from the 80s fit me anymore. So I'm going to have to stick with what I have now.
Do you have players wondering if they should maybe get a haircut and do the whole mullets for the weekend?
Oh, we've got enough mullets in that locker room already right now. That's kind of the growing trend in there. So our guys should fit in really well.
Oh, well, say, just cue up the Poison and let the hair flow, right?
Let it roll, yep.
All right, well, this weekend, the Green Bay Gamblers, once again, they will be at home. Like we kind of alluded to, it's 80s weekend, so make sure you bust out your, I guess, puffy pants and wear your mullets. I'm trying to think of what else you can potentially get out there. Important thing,
yeah,
though,
it's probably a lot of baggy, what were the sweaters that were like the mock turtleneck sweaters. There was a lot of bad looks in the 80s, so you could pull out just about anything and make it work.
I came in halfway in, so hopefully everything was good after that. Puck drops 7 o'clock. You'll be able to hear Tobin Meyer on the call at 7 o'clock each Friday and Saturday night. And if you're not near a radio, you can always stream it at newradiosportsnetwork.com. Coach, as always, we thank you for your time, and we wish you best of luck this weekend.
Pleasure. Look forward to talking again next week.
I'm Tim Coles with the New Radio Sports Network.